It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. Back with you once again this week. My name is Eric Meisner, and joining us, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on Pet of the Week, as well as the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue, Jenny Lockwood, taking time out to join us once more here on Pet of the Week. Jenny, as always, every week we can get you here. We appreciate you taking time out and joining us here on Regional Radio, and we always appreciate you bringing by new four-legged friends. This week we have a new buddy in Mac.
We have Mac this week. Mac is a really, really amazing dog. He was brought to the shelter a few months ago, and his behavior here very much showed us that he needed the Puppies for Pro program. So Mac is this beautiful black pit bull mix. He's got these hilarious ears. One of them just sticks straight up. The other one kind of flops over. He's just the cutest looking guy, and his personality certainly pairs with his looks very well. He learned so quickly in the Puppies for Pro program how to be more of a gentleman. He walks beautifully on a leash with his easy walk harness. He can sit, lay, stay. He even knows how to shake with both hands. He's really something else.
Jenny, I know we've had many Puppies for Pro graduates on our Pet of the Week programs before. Mac here seems like really a textbook example of what this program is all about and what it's designed to do.
You got it. Yeah, absolutely. So these dogs that come in that have maybe some undesirable behaviors, he jumping, barking, he was chewing up, you know, things that maybe he wasn't supposed to. It's great that this program is available to pull those dogs from the shelter environment and then put them into the training program where, you know, they get all this training under their belt. So then whenever they get adopted, the people are getting a very well-trained dog out of it.
Jenny, Mac looks like, it's tough for me to tell personally without having seen a closer look at him yet. It looks like he might have some pit in him or something, but sounds like he's mostly going to want an active household if he can find it. Just by looking at him, you can tell he seems like he can play and move around.
You got it. Yeah, he does. He's got quite a bouncy personality. He really enjoys just playing around. He's really a funny guy. I think that just as long as someone, you know, gives him the time and energy of going on walks or to the dog park.
Jenny, if our listeners want to find out more information about Mac or possibly schedule a visit to meet the little guy, would there be a website they can visit or a phone number to call to find out more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our pets that are available are on our Pet For You website. It's PETFOR.com. So if you're wanting to come meet him, just coming down to the shelter would be a really great thing. That way you can really interact with him. And if you have any questions, you can always call 816-271-4877.
That's Jenny Lockwood, the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. Jenny, we always appreciate all your hard work, and thank you again for joining us here on Pet of the Week.
Hey, thanks, Eric. He's a good one. He deserves it.
Thank you, Jenny. We appreciate you joining us once again. And a quick reminder, in addition to the information that Jenny gave there, you can find out more information about Mac on our website as well under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. That's our Pet of the Week show here on Regional Radio.